Ah, the theme from Bergerac there. The action-packed police detective crime thriller series that was Bergerac. If you've never seen Bergerac, then you really are missing out on a treat. As you've probably guessed, I'm doing this month's British Hour from the Channel Islands. And if you didn't guess, then you should have been listening last month, because I told you then where I'd be. Anyway, as the name would suggest, the Channel Islands are located in the English Channel, in between England and France. Actually, they're closer to France than they are to England, but they're British as opposed to French, as I guess anyone with a choice might be. People tend to get confused about the different names there are, such as the United Kingdom, the British Isles, Great Britain and so on. So, on this last episode before Christmas, and before we begin our New Year tour of England, I'll explain what each of them means. Great Britain refers to the largest island, containing England, Wales and Scotland. The United Kingdom is Great Britain, so England, Wales and Scotland, plus Northern Ireland. The British Isles is the United Kingdom, so England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland. It also includes the Isle of Man, but not necessarily the Channel Islands, though it is generally used to include them. The British Islands is a legal term that's not used much, and this would include the Channel Islands, but in truth the Channel Islands are known as Crown Dependencies, so they're not sovereign nations in their own right. They control their own internal affairs, but not the defence or foreign relations. Historically, part of northern France, known as the Duchy of Normandy, held a personal union with England, but the duchy hasn't existed since the 15th century, and that area is now part of France known as Brittany, which itself was once referred to as Little Britain. So, that all means that the Channel Islands are not a part of the United Kingdom, but they are under British sovereign rule.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world.
There are five inhabited islands, which are Jersey, Guernsey, Alderney, Sark and Herm, and they had trade routes with North America as early as the 17th century, when Charles II gave a large piece of land to islander George Carter for helping him during his exile, and this land became known as New Jersey. In fact, the islands were the only part of the British Commonwealth to be occupied by Germany during the Second World War, and some of the islanders were taken back to the continent and used for slave labour. The last few years of the occupation were extremely harsh, with most of the population being close to starvation. All of the German occupiers are long gone now, of course, but the landscape is littered with reminders of their visit. The coastline has gun turrets along it, and there are museums all over the place with German memorabilia, and even a huge underground hospital that the Germans built as a kind of hospital cum arsenal and weapons store. Like I said though, these are all mere reminders, as the German occupiers are all long gone. So, let's ask a local estate agent about the price of property in the Channel Islands, particularly Jersey, because in order to buy a home here, you have to be able to contribute at least £100,000 in tax revenue, which means you need to be earning over £500,000 a year, and the type of home you can buy is restricted to those whose value are over £1 million. This scheme is aimed at preventing house prices from rocketing like they did following the end of the war. So we'll speak to the estate agent then. Herr Schnitzelgruber, thanks for joining us. Have a seat. I'll put a towel down for you. I believe that property on the island of Jersey can be expensive. Is that true?
Yes, this is true.
What makes the island so sought after?
They have a great climate. Not like you Englanders, who are loving the rain all of the time, yeah?
Quite, yeah. Being closer to France, they share more of a continental climate than a typical British one, then.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever been to France?
Nein, but my grandfather has.
Right. Well, thank you for your time, Herr Schnitzelgruber.
You are welcome. Would you like a bockwurst?
No thanks.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing.
I've come to one of the local schools now, and as it's a nice sunny day, some of the children are out doing athletics practice. Let's try and have a word with the teacher. Can you spare a few minutes, Herr Obermeister?
Yeah, for sure.
I see the kids are practicing their athletics even though it's autumn. The nice weather must really be a good help to your athletics teams here in Jersey.
Yeah, this weather is so good for the team.
Great. Could I interview some of them, do you think?
Yeah.
Thanks. Could I have a chat to the pole vaulter?
He is not a Pole, he is a German. But how did you know my name is Walter?
It says so on your helmet.
Oh.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
I've hopped over to the island of Sark now, which is by far the quietest of the Channel Islands, because most forms of motorised transport are prohibited. The few vehicles on the island are mainly tractors, and none of them display registration plates. Most vehicles here are horse-drawn. So, let's have a word with one of the islanders, Fritz, and his son Hugh, and see just how they manage to live life without the motor car. Hello, Fritz.
Guten Tag.
How do you find life is out here on the island without any traffic?
So boring.
Really? You don't appreciate the more natural way of living without the trappings of modern life?
Nein.
Oh, right. I would have expected you to be, I don't know, more at one with the environment and more in tune with nature.
Yeah, sometimes we are, I guess. I like to watch the wildlife.
Oh, good, yeah.
Look over there in the field, where the eagle has landed.
Oh, yes, I see it. I was going to say, it's still quite warm considering the time of day. In England, it would be quite cool by now.
Yeah, for you, Englander, the warm is over.
Exactly. Your son Hugh doesn't say much, does he?
We have ways of making Hugh talk.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for your time, Fritz. I have to be going now.
Are you going back to the mainland?
Yes, I am, as it happens. Why?
Could you give this broadsword to Danny Boy?
Sorry?
Broadsword to Danny Boy.
Oh, yes. For sure.
Calling Danny Boy.